Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
Welcome back to it. It's a Tuesday here in the program. Glad you're here for the conversation. If you missed this headline, it's an important one. Attorney General Jeff Sessions considering naming a special counsel to lead an investigation into a list of matters involving Hillary Clinton and her team. That, according to a Monday letter the Justice Department sent to the House Judiciary Committee. This just came out, but the letter dated yesterday. President Trump's top prosecutor interested in further probing a wide range of topics, including Uranium One, the deal that gave Russia-owned companies partial control, 20%, that is, of U.S. atomic energy resources. Officials telling The Hill that the Justice Department is also currently investigating several issues related to the Clinton Foundation donations, the unmasking of American identities by the intel community, and former FBI Director James Comey's handling of the investigation into Clinton's private email server, all of which could lead to the appointment of a second special prosecutor if the facts warrant. The letter comes in response to the repeated appeal of Congressman Bob Goodlatte. He's a Virginia Republican chairman of the judiciary panel who called on Sessions twice this year to appoint a special counsel who could independently investigate these concerns. Goodlatte had particularly taken aim at Comey after revelations surfaced earlier this year that he had drafted a statement ending the agency's investigation into Clinton's email server before he had even talked to her and several other witnesses. I'm telling you, Comey's peril here is pretty complex. Assistant Attorney General Stephen Boyd responded to Goodlatte saying that Sessions had, quote, directed senior federal prosecutors to evaluate certain issues raised in those letters. Boyd added that they will report directly to the Attorney General and Deputy Attorney General as appropriate and will make recommendations as to whether any matters not currently under investigation should be opened, whether any matters currently under investigation require further resources, or whether any matters merit the appointment of a special counsel. In the letter, Boyd repeatedly underscored that if any of these probes do open, it will be for non-political reasons. Of course they are. They're all for non-political reasons. Come on, guys. Don't make me laugh. They're all, everything in Washington, everything's political. Everything is political. That's just, and I don't care which side of the field you're on. As noted during our prior meeting in response to your letters, the Department of Justice takes seriously its responsibility to provide timely and accurate information to Congress on issues of public interest and seeks to do so in a non-political manner that is consistent with the department's litigation, law enforcement, and national security responsibilities, Boyd wrote, adding, this letter should not be construed as a confirmation or denial of any such investigations as remains the department's long-practiced policy. In addition, you must know the department will never evaluate any matter except the facts and the law. Sources said more work will need to be done to determine whether there is legal grounds to name a second special counsel for any of the issues, and Sessions is unlikely to say much more during his Tuesday appearance today before the House Judiciary Committee. Joining me now is Dr. Herb London. He comes to me from the London Center for Policy Research. Doctor, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you very much. Pleasure to be with you. I'm terribly sorry about the miscommunication this morning.
Oh, that's all. You're perfectly good. We're sitting here evaluating whether or not Jeff Sessions will appoint a new special prosecutor to look into Hillary Clinton's behavior. We're halfway through that conversation. What do you think? Do you think that'll happen? Do you think it's an important part of the political landscape?
Well, I think it's very important indeed, because what we're talking about here, a FISA material that obviously is necessary for our own nuclear weapons, we have an insufficient supply at the moment, and yet we've sold 20% of that to the Russians at a time when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. Moreover, it led to $145 million being put into the Clinton Foundation. And in addition, Bill Clinton goes to Russia and gives a speech twice his regular fee of $500,000. Look, this doesn't pass the smell test.
It doesn't.
It's all circumstantial, but it doesn't pass the smell test.
Absolutely. Now, can you imagine?
That we go into it.
Can you imagine if a Republican, any Republican, came up with $1 million, let alone $145 million? I mean, you and I clearly went into the wrong line of work, Doctor. I mean, seriously. I mean,
you have a moral compass, as do I. I mean, I'm not sure that the Clintons do.
I don't think they do.
I don't want to say that they're culpable.
So let me ask you this.
I don't know all of the evidence.
But just
on the basis of what we do know, the circumstantial evidence, it doesn't appear as though this passes the smell test. And I think it's very important that there is an investigation.
All right, so I have this theory, and because we're a little short today of what we'd normally have, I want to ask you this as it's related to this. I believe that Donna Brazile has something big, knows something big about the Clintons. That's why she's steamrolling Hillary Clinton in the new book and absolutely destroying her so that she'll never have a chance for a comeback. I think Donna Brazile knows something that there's big out there that would create great harm, not just to the Clintons, but to all of those around them, including the DNC and the Democrats in general. What do you think of my theory?
Well, I think the theory probably has a lot of weight. I mean, if you look at Podesta and the way in which he's conducted himself, as well as that organization, his organization, it seems to me that there's probably an awful lot about the DNC and the relationship that Podesta had with the Clintons. So I do think that there's probably something there. There's unquestionably a lot of smoke. Whether there's fire, we're going to find out very soon.
Yeah, because with Donna, you know, Donna Brazile, although I disagree with her on, well, pretty much everything, I do believe she works hard. I believe she's smart. I believe she knows exactly what she's doing. And I believe she has the goods on the Clintons, but I don't think we've heard the worst of it yet. In fact, I think we've just seen the tip of the iceberg. So we'll keep an eye on what Jeff Sessions does. And I guess we'll find out if the Democrats can survive that. Doctor, what we'll do is we'll have you come back here in the next couple of days because I want to talk to you at length about Saudi Arabia and what's going on there. Don't have time today, but I look forward to our discussion then. Dr. Herb London, thank you as always.
Thank you. All the best. Bye-bye.
President of the London Center for Policy Research, Dr. Herb London. One of our favorites here. We'll take a quick break. It's Tuesday, and you're listening to The Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.